Welcome to A Slob Comes Clean, the podcast. I am Dana K. White. I share my personal deslobification process as I figure out ways to keep my own home under control. I share the truth about cleaning and organizing strategies that actually work in real life for real people. This is podcast number 399, and I am calling it Daily Stuff, the beginning and the end. So talking about daily tasks and the tasks that are most important, both in getting started, but also in maintaining any progress that you make. So a little of my story, in case you're new here, welcome. But my story is that I was just completely overwhelmed with all of it, all of the things. There was stuff everywhere in my house. I didn't know why it was constantly a disaster. I didn't know why cleaning was so much harder for me than it seemed to be for other people. I would try to get my house under control, but that always meant starting in the kitchen, and then I would be exhausted by the time I was done with the kitchen, and I would never get to the rest of the house, right? So that is my story. And because I was so sure I was going to fail yet again when I started my deslobification process and writing about it online. I mean, I tried many times to change my ways, right? And I started as small as I could possibly start, like as small as I could justify starting. And what that meant for me was, I'm just going to do my dishes and figure that out. That didn't mean that that was all I did, but that was all that I told myself I had to do. Y'all, doing the dishes consistently changed my house. Now, to the person who's listening to this and is thinking, people don't do their dishes? You may not realize the impact of not doing your dishes. But the real people I'm talking to when I talk here on the podcast is the people who totally know the impact of not doing your dishes, but can't imagine the impact of actually doing them, the power of doing the dishes every day. But when I talk about changing your home, I always say, you know, there's doing the dishes, there's the daily stuff, and that's the most important thing. That is legitimately what changed my house. But also equally important to the most important thing is decluttering. So those two things together, they work together to make the other one easier, sustainable, possible.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So daily stuff is the place to start. Because here's the problem. When I don't think of daily stuff as the place to start, then my project brain kicks in. And my logic brain kicks in, and I start to consider that, well, logically, it does not make any sense to do any maintenance tasks, to do any kind of put any focus and effort and energy into maintaining when I have no desire to maintain this. I'm not wanting to keep it like this. It needs change, not maintenance, right? And yet, when I would think that way, that was what put me into those situations of big excavations of the kitchen. So starting with the maintenance, instead of thinking I've got to get to a certain point before there's any reason to do maintenance, instead saying, no, I'm going to do the things that I would do to maintain. I'm going to start doing them right now on their own. Y'all, that's what changed my house. Like, and there's dishes math in there, and there's all these different things that I have talked about for hours and hours and hours. You know that, right? Like, they're in my books. How to Manage Your Home Without Losing Your Mind is this mindset and this practical application of this concept, right? It's the why is it so hard? What am I doing and not doing? And what do I need to do and not do? And how do I actually apply that in my house? That's what How to Manage Your Home Without Losing Your Mind is. But decluttering is equally important because it is hard to keep up with things. It is hard to, you know, a 5-minute pickup, it's always going to have an impact. It's going to have an impact from the very beginning, but it's only going to have a wow, oh my word, I can't believe that this actually does it impact on my house when I have decluttered and gotten rid of so much stuff. So, but at the same time, it's worth doing a 5-minute pickup today, even if you haven't done any of the things I've ever talked about. And you're like, what do I need to do today? Set the timer for 5 minutes, pick things up and put them away. Throw away trash, because that's putting something away, right? Is putting trash in the trash or recycling in the recycling, right? So focusing in on the daily stuff as a place to start and let it be small. Let those be small things. But the more that those things get done consistently, that I could not believe how much it changed my house to do the dishes every day, to do a daily 5-minute pickup, to sweep my kitchen every day or almost every day. It just changed how I saw things. It changed how I felt about the impact of certain amounts of effort and focus. And there was so much power in that. That is where my house changed, was in that. But at the same time, decluttering. So I know I'm talking about all this because it's hard to wrap your brain around the power of decluttering to make daily stuff easier, but then daily stuff to maintain the decluttering. Because those of us who struggle, we get the whole like futility of daily stuff. Got it, right? It feels like, really, is this really going to make an impact? Is this where I should be spending my time on the dishes when there's a big old pile of stuff over here that I really should be going through? No. But if I don't do the dishes, my house does not show the impact. Like, I can work on this pile over here, and yet the kitchen is still a dirty, smelly mess. And it's like, no one's going to believe that I've worked on my house all day, right? Because the kitchen looks terrible. So it's this thing. But at the same time, decluttering makes all that easier. But I remember decluttering spaces. I would get so frustrated because I'm like, I will declutter this space. And then I feel like I turn around for 5 seconds and then look back and it's back to being cluttered. Probably wasn't actually 5 seconds, but it really did feel that way because that was the constant thing that happened. I would work on a space and then life would go on. And by the time I looked at that space again and thought about it, it was back to being a cluttered mess. Well, that was because I was not maintaining. I was not doing daily tasks. I wasn't doing 5-minute pickups. So it's like I would work and work and work on this space, which, let's be honest, back then also I was doing a lot of stuff shifting. I was not doing a ton of actual getting stuff out of the house. I was rearranging and trying to make it look better. Meanwhile, I stuck things in another area of the house that then I had to go declutter that space. And then I stuck that stuff that I didn't know what to do with in another space. And I had to go declutter that space. But as long as I wasn't doing daily pickups, then things just kind of drifted back into or out of order within those spaces. And it felt like the work that I had done was futile because it just went back to being, you know, out of control. So the daily pickups, the daily stuff makes the decluttering have a bigger impact. The decluttering makes the daily stuff easier, but also just doable in a lot of ways, right? So anyway, I am going to share with you a short conversation that I have with Dawn from The Minimal Mom. We do a course together called Take Your House Back. Some of y'all are in it, some of you are not. You're going to get a lot of value from this conversation that we have, whether you're in the course or not, okay? And whether you want to be in it or not, because this is what we do. We talk about these things. We teach it. Okay. We're just talking today, but we teach it within the course. And there's a lot of value in us both having come to these realizations on our own in our own homes. And Dawn's story is also that she was completely overwhelmed in her house, right? So we have a lot of similarities in that, you know, I wanted to be a writer. She had started writing online and was like, you know what? My house is taking up all my time and energy and keeping me from being able to do this. And so that's, you know, a lot of her story of getting her house under control. And she really went the way of minimalism, which y'all know that that's not my thing. But there's so much that we learn from each other, right? So anyway, within the course, we teach my decluttering process, my 5-step no mess decluttering process. Okay. But we have a lot of teaching and conversations from her and me and Cass of Clutterbug. She is the queen of organizing for actually how you operate in your home, right? And so the three of us get together, but in this conversation, it's Dawn and I think you're going to enjoy it as we talk about this concept of daily stuff and the power of it and how to get started and all of that. If you are not a member of the course yet and you would like to join, it is on sale right now. Okay, through the first week in January, I believe through January 10th, it is $94. That's, I don't even tell you how much the normal price is because the normal price is basically like really crazy high. But this is the time to buy it, basically. That's why I tell people, I'm like, buy it while it's on sale. It's $94. You're going to regret it if you don't get it while it's on sale. To get that, go to aslobcomesclean.com/take. T-A-K-E, aslobcomesclean.com/take. I'll have that in the show notes of this podcast. Go there, check it out. See, you know, there is a list of, you know, what we cover in the course, but basically you're taking your house back. People have legitimately changed their homes. I mean, y'all, we've had a lot of people go through this course. I mean, I'm talking like tens of thousands. Okay. And yes, we offer a money back guarantee, but people rarely ever ask for their money back because it really does deliver on what it is. And I know I'm selling right now and I don't enjoy that, but I just want to make sure you know about it so that if this is, oh yeah, I think I'm looking at it right now. We have almost 30,000 people who've been through this course. So anyway, go ahead, check it out. See if it's something as you move into this year. This might be something for you here at this time period where you're like, I'm going to get this course. I'm going to work through it in this week. If you're listening to this live, this is the week when so many people are decluttering, right? Because it's that week between Christmas and New Year's. And it just feels like, okay, this is the time where I want to work on my house. But you also have access to the course to keep on working through it at your own pace. But we're also going to do an all-day declutter on January 13th. I believe it is. That's a Saturday. And you're going to love that because it's such a jumpstart, exciting push if that is helpful to you, okay? If that's helpful to you. If not, you'll have access to all the videos that we put out on that day to do whenever you feel like doing it. Okay, I'm going to quit talking about that. And here is my conversation with Dawn. Don't forget, if you want to grab the course, go to aslobcomesclean.com/take. I am so excited about my new digital picture frame from Aura. It is beautiful and it solves clutter problems. One frame that rotates, so it lets me display lots of photos. There's a new photo every 10 minutes. I am seriously delighted every time I walk by my beautiful Aura frame. Mom, I hope you're not listening because you are also getting an Aura frame for Mother's Day. I am going to customize the gift by preloading photos onto the frame. There's a super simple app that I can share with the whole family so they can add photos to my mom's frame too, anytime from wherever they are around the globe. I used the Aura app and I had everything set up for my frame in 2 minutes. You can upload an unlimited number of photos, invite others to share photos directly to your frame with no fees or memberships. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AURAframes.com. Use code CLEAN at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Y'all know how much I love summer, and summer's coming. I definitely like to get a few new fun summertime pieces. So I really try to follow my one in, one out rule in my closet. I especially love to replace worn out pieces of clothing with high quality pieces that I know I will love for the long haul. On the Quince website, I searched for wide leg pants to have something cool and comfy for summer travel. And I found the perfect navy pair in European linen that were less than $40. That's really the best part. Quince items are all priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and they partner directly with top factories. Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. I love that. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/clean for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/clean to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/clean. This message is sponsored by Greenlight. It's a little bit scary to send your kids out on their own into the big wide world. As mine head into their next adventures, I definitely think through whether I've prepared them for all the things that are going to come their way. Do they know how to manage money? Do they know how to budget? What about investing for the future? Greenlight can help your children get ready. Their debit card and money app is made for families. With instant money transfers, you can send your kid a recurring allowance to their Greenlight debit card. It truly is so easy to use and customize to fit your family's needs. It's great to have someone else backing up mom and dad when it comes to the money talk. And Greenlight plays that role. Your kids will be able to build financial literacy and independence by learning to earn, save, and spend wisely. The Greenlight app also comes with a game that teaches financial literacy. Level Up helps kids build money confidence through videos, challenges, mini games, and more. So stop putting off the money talk and start putting your kids on the right path. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/clean. That's greenlight.com/clean to try Greenlight for free. greenlight.com/clean. Okay, here's my conversation with Dawn. I'm here with Dawn. Dawn is the minimal mom, like, of the world. The minimal mom. If you don't know Dawn, Dawn is a mega YouTuber and does all the things and teaches minimalism from her extremely realistic perspective. That's what I appreciate about you is you're just very realistic about it and you're super passionate, but also like, let's make this work for real life because real life is the only thing that actually matters, right?
So, yes. Yeah. Amen. Well, and Dana, what's so funny is that, you know, you had talked about and you've talked about how you were originally trying to simplify and declutter your house because you wanted to pursue your passion for writing. And what's funny is I was pursuing minimalism for the same thing. I saw minimalism as a housekeeping tactic in the beginning. Mm-hmm. I'm like, maybe if I just get rid of all my stuff, I will have a snowball's chance of staying on top of it. But I had started my blog at the time and I just loved everything about that. And so I'm like, I do not want to spend my time picking up toys and cleaning the kitchen and all of this. And so I love that we actually both started decluttering for pretty similar reasons.
Which I think, you know, it's one of the things we've talked about some that I think sometimes people think when you're going to get your house organized or you're going to whatever, that the purpose and the point of that is to have an amazing home, right? Mm-hmm. Like to have a home that's magazine worthy. And I'm like, no, yeah. I just want to be able to do the things I want to do without my house holding me back.
Yeah.
And my house was holding me back from
because
doing
would you
what
feel
I wanted
guilty,
to do.
Like if your husband came home and your house was a mess, but like you spent the day writing. See, I would spend the day blogging and then Tom would come home and he would like look around. He was so good. He wouldn't say anything, but like I just like felt like such a loser. And I'm like, I know. I really thought today was going to be the day I was going to have the house all picked up when you got home from work.
My thing was that I just didn't even start until this idea came to me to make this the compromise, you know,
okay.
Because I knew how I was. So I was super into couponing before. That was my passion. And before that, it was selling on eBay, you know, so I would throw myself into these things. Well, selling on eBay is actually what brought me to my rock bottom, you know, because I had so much stuff I had brought in thinking it was going to sell and then it didn't, or it was like, oh, I need to wait until a different season to sell that. And then I would forget about that that item when it got to that season. So it had just turned into this huge thing. And then couponing kind of let me not have the eBay issues, but it just, I would throw myself into things. And so I was like, this is the thing I really want to do. I want to write. And yet that'll just be one more thing that's going to make me completely, you know, get consumed. And I wanted to write about motherhood, which I thought was original. I mean, you know what I mean? You know, like it was in the beginning of all of this.
Not so many people were doing it.
What what if I wrote about my life as a mom, you know? And anyway, which is highly valuable, right?
You probably felt like you had to have your house together if you were going to talk to moms, right?
That's exactly what it was. Because I was like, how could I write about that and hide this thing? Or what if somebody like found out what my house looked like and then they would be like, well, how dare she talk about being a mom?
Dana, exposed.
I mean, exactly. I was like, I couldn't handle that. So I was like, I have to put my house under control so I can do this thing. Mm-hmm. And then here we are. This is the thing that I actually was talking about, which I feel, I mean, you know, who knows what different paths would have taken, but I really feel passionately that this is more encouraging than what I was ever going to write. You know, like it's more encouraging to be honest. It's more encouraging to actually help people with the thing that is such a real pain point. So
absolutely.
So here we are, we've kind of gotten off on that subject, but I think that that is, you know, we're here because we do the Take Your House Back course together. Right.
Yeah.
And we're not just going to just advertise that on this podcast here, but we do want to make sure that, you know, what this course is and why you should jump on it if you feel like it's something that would be beneficial for you. So Dawn, can you just tell us really quickly, like, how did you come up with this idea to do this course and, you know, what has it turned into?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think like you, Dana, I had felt like, wow, simplifying my home changed everything. I thought it was me a housekeeping tactic, but I was like, no, like, I feel more confident. I feel like a better mom. Like I could even talk about motherhood sometimes now too, right? I would never have touched that with a 10-foot pole before. And so I knew how much it had changed my life. I had started doing YouTube videos and people were really asking for more in-depth instruction, like how do I tackle paper clutter? How do I tackle sentimental stuff? Where do I even start with a catch-all room? And so this idea of course, was floating around my brain, but I was like, you know what? I don't want to do it on my own because I knew there were areas like organizing and what if you have energy limitations or physical limitations that I still wasn't as skilled at answering. But I'm like, but you know what? I have friends that are really good at that. And so I was like, what if Dana and Cass and I, what if we came together and would it be a much more well-rounded experience for everyone going through the course if we all put our heads together to come up with the content?
Yeah. And it really has been magical. You know, we talk about that a lot. Sometimes people are like, well, I can watch all of your stuff. And I'm like, you absolutely can. Like, because we don't want you to spend the money unless you're ready and you need to take that step. Like that's why we all have so much free content out there. But there is some magic that happens when the three of us come together and we round that out. Like one of the main things I will tell people is I'm like, I have always avoided the issue of paper. Like I don't want to talk about paper. And yet you and Cass came together and I'm like, here you go. Here is the solution for your paper. But technically that's not what we were going to talk about today. What I wanted to talk about was that relationship between daily stuff and decluttering. Because we did a live Q&A yesterday. Was that yesterday?
Yeah.
Anyway, but we did one in the course. That's one of the things that we do. We'll do them individually and then we'll do them together, you know, here and there. And you just casually mentioned, you said something about, you know, like I had decluttered and decluttered and decluttered. And then I was like, why is my house looking messy? And I was like, oh, I've got to do the daily stuff. So give me your timeline on that realization and changing your house through decluttering and then realizing the power and the need for the daily stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, it really ties into what we were talking about in the beginning, because again, this was a housekeeping tactic for me. Right. And so it took about a year for us, for me to highly simplify our house. So I got rid of about 80% of our stuff over that first year. And I was noticing some benefits. Like it's easier to pick up the kids' toys. Like it was easier to keep our house for sure. I wasn't feeling as stressed by it, but there were still many days when, again, Tom would come home from work and there was stuff all over in the kitchen. There was laundry, you know, all around. And I realized that you can highly reduce the inventory in your home, but you still have to pick it up. You still have to do some of these cleaning things and be really intentional about everything having a home and it getting back into that home on a regular basis. And so it wasn't until I started the habit of picking up and setting times throughout the day. And I would usually tie it to meal times. But that having those set times throughout the day where we were picking up, and then all of a sudden, that changed everything. And then I really could fully experience the benefits of all of the decluttering that I had done.
Yeah. And, you know, my story is that I started with the habits even before they were habits. Okay. Like it's one of those words that I'm like, I think I call them non-negotiables in the beginning. Yeah. Sometimes I call them daily tasks because a habit I always thought meant that I did it without realizing I was doing it.
And sure.
That has never happened with the dishes ever in my life. Yeah. Right.
You're like, oh, look at me. All of a sudden I'm doing dishes and I didn't even realize it.
My kitchen is clean. How did that happen? Does not happen. Right.
Yeah, I love that.
But mm-hmm. I started with that because I was like, I don't know what to do, but I know that people whose houses are under control. Mm-hmm. I show up at their house unannounced, which I try not to do. But if I ever did that, they don't have piles of dishes all over their countertops, you know? So I was like, this has to be something. And I also knew that every time I tried to clean my house, I first had to excavate my kitchen, wash every dish. Yeah. And then I used up all my energy and my time on that. And I never got to the rest of the house. So I was like, I just got to figure this out. And that changed everything. So it's like, I always tell people, I'm like, daily stuff is the most important, but also decluttering is the most important. Like they, you know, and daily stuff makes decluttering easier and possible and maintains the, you know, the work that you do with decluttering, and decluttering makes it easier to keep the dishes done. Right.
Totally. Yeah. And isn't it amazing? So I really felt like that daily habit of picking up or tidying up, that's how I've maintained my minimalism, because people will be like, oh, like, well, do you declutter once a week or what? I'm like, no, what's fascinating is when you are picking up every day, you get so thoroughly annoyed with the stuff. You're like, why? Why is this always out? And then I'm like, oh, it doesn't have a home. And then I'm like, I'm not making a home for this, you know? And I'm like, throw it in the garbage or throw it in the decluttering bin. Or I'm like, no, it does have a home. And then I go to put it away. And I'm like, oh, well, this is why no one was putting it away, is because this closet shelf where it's supposed to go is full of this holiday decor that never got put away where it was supposed to go. And so then I'm like, okay, put the holiday decor away, now do this. But it's such a like built-in process now. And so I don't have to ever think like, okay, I really have to go declutter this closet now, because it's just like this daily thing that I'm doing that's tied in together.
I find that interesting because I hear that a lot from people, especially at their very beginning of like, okay, I'm listening to all of this. I'm trying to, I really want to make a change. They'll say, how much time should I devote to decluttering every day?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't feel like that's how it works, right? Like, I'm like, you take the moments that you have where you have some focused time and you declutter, right? And and every bit of decluttering makes regular life easier.
Yes.
Right? And the easier regular life is, the more you free up time where you're like, oh, I can declutter again here. And we do things, you know, my no mess decluttering process is all designed so that when I do declutter, I am not having to set aside a huge amount of time. I'm only making progress, which means I can fit it in wherever it is.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So tell me about how much, like, tell me how much easier your daily tasks are, specifically dishes. I know we've talked about that before in the past, you know, like I know Cass in, you know, the course she talks about, she sets a timer for all these different things. I don't set timers because I don't like being told what to do even by a timer, right?
I just
like,
ignore them. Yeah.
Exactly. I get you. Yeah. Like my kids, it drives them bananas. They're like, Mom, quit snoozing the timer, either go do it or don't set the timer. And I'm like, I know. And I have to have them for lots of things, but I don't have them for daily stuff. I rarely have anything set up as a daily timer, but
So for you, like, how has decluttering and doing the dishes, how do those things specifically make each other easier?
Yeah. You know, Dana, I heard a statistic the other day. It said that the average American woman spends 2 hours and 40 minutes a day, like average, right? So maybe on the weekends you spend more, but keeping your house. So that's laundry, dishes, picking up, vacuuming, like all the cleaning stuff, 2 hours and 40 minutes a day. And I was like,
how does that make you feel?
I was like, no way on earth do I even spend anywhere near that. And nor should anybody. That's a ridiculous use of 2 hours and 40 minutes of your day. Like, what are you talking about?
I want to know more about this research. Like, I want to know who they were asking.
I'll track it down. We can link to it. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. I just have to say real quick about Dawn. This is one of the amazing things about her is she's always got like studies and statistics and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, living in my own little world. And I'm like, but it's so powerful. Like, you know, because these things are things that we need to hear and understand because that makes me sad. First of all, I think a lot of people, when they answer those things, are saying what they think they should say.
You average out like a whole day of cleaning the garage and a whole day of the kids' bedroom and a whole day, it used to take hours. If I was like, okay, I'm going to clean my room and all the piles that were on the floor in there, I mean, I would need hours to go through it, right? So I think if you do start to average that out, looking for things was in there as well. Oh. Like if you can't find the kids' sports uniform and everyone's trying to get out the door, you know, all those things. Cooking is in there as well. So I was asking Adeline, our oldest, she's 14 now. She's like my co-laborer in the kitchen and stuff now because she just enjoys cooking and stuff. So I'm like, Adeline, I'm like, for real, like how much time do you think we spend? And we came up with probably 30 to 40 minutes a day cleaning, cooking, tidying up, putting stuff away. And I think that's pretty realistic. You know, sometimes once in a while I'll take a couple hours here and there, but it has made everything so much easier. It's just everything, cleaning, putting away. And I still, Dana, don't actually do my dishes every single day, but I'm way better about it. I mean, most days the dishwasher gets ran because Adeline does it. So, I mean, we're way better about it, but it does not stress me out anymore because you could dirty every dish in my kitchen and it's still not going to be anywhere near what it was like in the past when every dish was dirty because there's so many fewer of them, right? So sometimes we have to limit the inventory if we haven't developed the habit, which is totally fine. But everything is so much easier.
Well, I always say, I'm like, do your dishes every day or almost every day.
Yeah.
I mean, like, because I don't set the timers or anything like that. And we try to run the dishwasher at night, empty it ish in the morning, you know, like, but having the fewer dishes allows me to know and rest that it's never going to get so ridiculously out of control because there just aren't that many dishes. Yep. And so it forces me to, which I used to feel like that would scare me, like that would be a bad thing.
Right.
But that's actually a relief, right? It's kind of like that boundary of the container concept of like, this is the way that it is. And so it forces me to, but it forces me to deal with my dishes before they're so overwhelming.
Exactly.
So then I'm able to, you know, get those out of there. So
Yeah.
I love that we've both come to very similar conclusions in different ways. So what are the daily habits that or daily tasks or however you refer to them? For me, it's whatever comes out of my mouth at the minute. But like what are the ones that you try to do, if not every day, these are the ones that we know have to be done?
Yeah. So for us, it is the 5-minute pickup. It's tidying up. I do know how my brain works, how Tom's brain works, that once the house starts to just get kind of messy feeling, it's just, like it feels kind of yuck. It feels stressful. I was never in tune with this in the past. I always thought like I grew up in a messy house. Bless my mom. She is the coolest person I know. But like she was just very busy. Like she worked a lot and, you know, to keep food on the table. And so I just thought like it doesn't impact me. Like it's not that big of a deal. And then I realized once we did get our house simplified and I was picking it up, I'm like, oh no, it feels so much better when it's picked up. I don't like clean, deep clean every day, but we make sure everything's picked up on a daily basis. And that has been huge. And then again, it never gets to the point of being overwhelming. And again, I'm noticing the clutter creeping in because I'm like, where does this go? Where am I going to put it? You know, this dollar store thing that just came in, like, is anybody using this anymore? No, I'm throwing it away or I'm donating it or it is out of the house again. And it's just not even a big deal anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. So the dishes and the 5-minute pickup. I mean, that's.
Yeah. Oh, if anyone listening, if you have felt stressed out by your house, like you just can't stay on top of it. Maybe you're getting pressure from other people in your household that you're messy or a slob, because I can totally relate to that. If you will commit to these two things, I think it'll change. Huge. It's the game changer that Dana likes to say. It really will change how you feel about yourself and how other people feel in your home. I do love what Casey from, what is her book? From Struggle Care. But she will say housework is morally neutral. You are not a good person or a bad person if you did your dishes last night. And that is so true, but it doesn't feel like that a lot of times. We really get really hard on ourselves if we're not keeping up on those things. And I think what's so cool is like once you start doing this every day, you're like, wow, it is really morally neutral. It does not make me a better person or a worse person, but it does feel really good when it's done and on the days I commit to doing it.
Right. And I think, you know, one of the things I try to explain to some of the naturally organized people, one of the things that I hear naturally organized people say a lot is they will say, oh, well, you can't function in a house like that. And I'm like, actually, part of the issue for a lot of us is that we are capable of functioning in that house. Like, you know,
I was very accomplished in my messy house, honestly.
Like, I can do a lot of things with a mess around me.
Totally.
Therefore, it gets overwhelming because I'm not paying attention to it. I'm focusing on something else. But I didn't realize how, like you said, how nice it would feel, how freeing it would feel to not have that stuff there. And once that stuff was not there, and once I wasn't constantly having, you know, very messy countertops and all that kind of stuff, it freed me to not have that kind of angst in the background that I had before. You know, and I think what you were saying about the 2 hours and 40 minutes, the thing that happened to me was I imagined how long, if I was to do all the things I'm supposed to be doing. That's why I was questioning the thing, because that was me. Like I could have added it up and said, if I was actually going to do all the things I'm supposed to do every day, this is how long it would take me. Therefore, who has 2 hours and 40 minutes a day to spend on their house when you have a job and kids and a life and you just don't want to spend 2 hours and 40 minutes, right? And so over time, though, I realized, oh, okay, my idea of how long things were going to take was so distorted because of how long it took me to look for things. Because I thought, if I do the dishes every 5 days and it takes me 5 hours, that must mean it takes an hour to do the dishes every day.
Exactly.
You know, my listeners know.
I love your dishes math. It's so good. Exactly.
It's just not true, right? Like it's not true. One day's worth of dishes is actually only 15 to 20 minutes, but I didn't have any idea because I never did 1 day's worth of dishes.
Exactly.
And so like once I started doing these things consistently, once I started doing 5-minute pickups and got my house decluttered to the point where 5 minutes actually got things back under control, it was okay. Where before I thought, if I'm going to pick up every night, well, when I pick up, it's an hour and a half.
So it's
getting that actual idea of what it really takes when I'm doing this consistently. And then it frees up so much time.
And it was an hour and a half of misery and trying to get the kids to do that. Now it's like, it kind of feels good. I'm like, there's some days where it's like the sun shining and I'm cleaning and whatever. I'm like, oh, this is kind of nice. Like I'm kind of enjoying this, you know? Like, so it's not even as hard or bad work either.
Right. And I think it's that, you know, one of the things I always teach people is, you know, like when you're training your kids to do this at first, I feel like it's really important to limit the amount of time that you're doing it so that they understand the goal is the 5-minute pickup. The goal is not the house to be perfect, but achieving the 5-minute pickup eventually gets your house to the point where 5 minutes does it. But if, you know, I've heard from people who will say, you know, but it takes me an hour to get a 5-minute pickup done. And I'm like, that is not what we're talking about here, right? because that's also where the resistance comes in from the kids. There is you're training them. Is they're like, you say 5 minutes and you don't mean 5 minutes. Like prove that you mean 5 minutes and eventually you'll actually get them on board and it gets to the point where you can do 5 minutes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even like the other day I came home from Chicago and I had been gone all week and my husband and my daughter were home and we had to get everything picked up. And I was like, okay, I need 10 minutes this time, you know, but we had it all done in 10 minutes. Like it was
that's awesome.
It was bananas too.
Yeah. So, that's awesome. Yeah, it works.
It does. It really works. Well, thank you. I'm going to let Dawn go and then I will explain, you know, the Take Your House Back course and what people are going to get from that. So thanks for Dawn.
Thanks, Dana.
Okay. I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Dawn. I love talking to her. She's definitely somebody who gets it, right? Like we are speaking the same language. We have figured out very similar things. And I love that in the Take Your House Back course, it gives, you're going to be able to make progress because the three of us together, there's just a magic that happens when we all come together and work on this together. So anyway, if you would like to join the course while it's on sale and join us for the all-day declutter on January 13th, just go to aslobcomesclean.com/take. That's aslobcomesclean.com/take. That's my link to join the course. Okay. If you're already a member, you don't have to rejoin. Okay. Just go in, sign into your account, make sure you're current, and you'll be able to join in with us. Okay. I will talk to y'all later. Bye.